Hi folks, Joe Stagman from Microsoft here with another video in this WebMatrix video series. In the previous video, we took a look at generating a chart dynamically from our code using the chart helper object that's available in WebMatrix. In this video, we're going to take that chart development one step further by changing two things about the chart that we're developing. One is its appearance, and the other is where the data comes from. So let's go ahead and close out our browser and have a look. Now, the first thing that I want to do is I want to change the appearance of the browser. So in order to change the appearance of the grid in the browser, we're going to generate a different kind of chart file. Now, you'll recall that because I have this code in here, if not file name exists, we're only running this code if this file here, usacrimerate.jpg, doesn't exist. So in order to regenerate it, I'm going to have to get rid of the one that I just created. And that's just an efficiency construct for my page. Might not be something that you want to use. So here, what I'm going to do is, when I add this series, I'm going to simply specify that I want a chart type other than the default. And we'll specify a pie chart. If I run my page again, now you'll see instead of the bar chart, we get a pie chart. It's that easy. And of course, there are other options that you can explore on your own. So let's go ahead and get rid of that chart again, because we're going to once again be generating it, this time from data. So this is OK if I want to calculate a chart, and it's not going to change very often. But in lots of cases, I'm not going to want the data that's used to generate my chart to actually live inside code. I want it to live externally. And I can have that data live in any repository that I can use to constitute a data set. So SQL database, in my case, we're going to use an XML file. But again, we're just using a data set and a derived data view. So it doesn't matter where it comes from as long as we can constitute a data set from where that data originates. So in order to do that, first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to need the system.data namespace from .NET. So as I keep reminding folks, even though this is a new paradigm for web page development and it has a very simple syntax with embedded executable logic, it's still .NET. So everything that's in .NET is available to us. We're going to use the system.data namespace simply by at the top of our page saying at using system.data. Right, so now we can program against the system.data objects. We're going to need to create a data set. So let's say var dataset equal new dataset. And then we're going to need to populate this data set. And as I mentioned, I'm going to populate the data from XML. So here you can see I've already created an XML file. Note the format here. We have a high-level element, new dataset. And then we have this collection of sequences, decades, and each decade has a year's attribute and a rate attribute. If we look at the schema definition, you can see here that we have a high-level element, new dataset, and then inside new dataset, we have a complex type that includes a sequence of two elements, one named years and one named rate, that correspond with the years and the rate in our actual data file. All right, so pretty straightforward XML usage. I'm going to include those files in my app underscore data folder. So let's grab them from my desktop. All right, so now you can see they're in the app underscore data folder. So the next thing that I'm going to need to do is to pull those files in and use them in my data set. So I can do that first by reading the schema. So we'll say read XML schema, and here we're going to call server map path, as we did in the previous demo, and again just calling and making use of one of the intrinsic objects that's available in .NET. So server map path, and the path that we're going to retrieve from is app underscore data and my crime.xsd file. So crime data XSD. Okay. And then once again, I'm going to pull in the XML file itself. So I pulled in the schema file previously. Now I'm going to pull in the XML file itself. All right. Now, one of the things to note here is that we don't have IntelliSense in WebMatrix. So what we might want to do is quickly build and see, well, have I introduced some sort of a syntax error, as you'll see here that I did. I used a semicolon, a full colon instead of a semicolon. Now if we run, you can see that we've corrected that syntax error. Again, we have to get rid of that file, but just want to show you there how that the syntax debugging experience is a little bit different because of the nature of the expected developer experience. So frequently running your page as you're building it will help you eliminate those syntax errors as you introduce them inadvertently into your code. All right, so now that I've done this, I have a data set. The next thing that I'm going to want is a data view from that data set. So let's say var data view equal new data view. And we need to see the data view with the data that we want to create a view from. We're going to do that by passing in a table from our data set. So we'll say dataset.tables. And there's only one table in our data set, so that's not a problem. We'll just specify the first table. And now what we need to do is convert this add series call to use the data from our data view rather than this hard-coded data. So the first thing is we're not going to need these specifications. In fact, we can just add add a default. We'll keep the chart type as pi, and we're not going to hand code these arrays of data anymore. We're just going to use elements from our data view. So let's get rid of those. And here we'll say that we're going to get our x value data from a data view, and the field that we want to pull those from is the field years. And you recall that years is one of the fields in our XML file. So the next thing we'll need to do is specify that our y values are going to come from that same data view, and the y fields will be the rate. Now if we go ahead and run, you'll see what we have here is we've generated that same pie chart, but this time we're generating the chart by pulling the data from an XML file through our data set and therefore data view. And that means that if I want to change this data, there's a mistake or it gets updated or I add another decade, all I have to do is change the XML file and upload the XML file, and I never have to touch my source code, which is always a good idea. So hopefully this shows you some of the power of using the chart helper object as well as breaking out to the .NET framework to use some of the built-in classes that are available, in our case the system.data namespace. And now you're ready to start adding charts to your own ASP.NET WebMatrix pages. Thank you.